beautiful piece in Sidur Shalom Shin Zayin, where the Rebbe asks a couple of beautiful questions. We all know the event of Menashe and Ephraim, where Yaakov Avinu switches his hands. The Rebbe, the first word on the line is Yigdal Mimenu, 14 lines in on page Shin Zayin. First word starts Yesh Levayim. We need to explain. And Sidur Shalom writes, Yesh Levayim, Bahayim Yonis, Amachlokis, Bein Das Yaakov, Das Yosef. What exactly was it that led Yosef HaTzadik to put Menashe on the right, and on the right side, that he would get the right side of Yaakov, Yaakov's right hand, and Yaakov Avinu making the switch. Vanu roim shelam rosh divrei Yaakov yadat ispini yadati v'ulam achi v'akotin yigdol mimenu because that koseves haTorah gamistaito shel Yosef. The Torah records the opinion of Yosef. So it sounds like that Yosef wasn't making just simply a mistake. And Yosef objects. Vayomer lochei navi. Yosef says, no, my father, it should go the other way. What's going on is that there's this fundamental disagreement between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, and that is who should get the right hand. Who should be the Iker, and who should play the supporting role. What exactly is this machlokas? Odikshu ha-mefarshim. The mefarshim also ask, Al omro vayivarches Yosef, delo matzinu kan brachal Yosef kim le menashe ve'efraim. So why is it that the bracha is only given to Menashe and Ephraim? And the Rebbe goes on to show that there's no bracha that's given over to Yosef. All the other brothers, all the other shiftei ka, got brachos. But Yosef doesn't get a bracha. Why not? So Rebbe continues, four lines from the bottom, on Shin Zayin. V'yesh levar b'zeh ha'inyin, she Yosef nishchalik l'shtei shvatim, Menashe v'Ephraim. The answer to the question is that Yosef really became divided into two shvatim, Ephraim and Menashe, and he was divided in the following way. Yosef represents Sur Meira. We all know with Eishes Potiphar, he went away from his Yetzihara, Vashei Tov. And Yosef also did a lot of tov. Umenashe, and the split of Ephraim and Menashe represents that. Umenashe, so they are two expressions of Yosef. Umenashe and Yonei Sur Meirat. Menashe is the topic of going away from bad. Kidachsiv, ki nashani elokim eskola meli veskol beisavi. Ve'Ephraim in Yonei Asei Tov. And Ephraim is a representative of goodness. So what did the Rebbe just say? He said the following. He said, Menashe is Sur Meira. What does the Pasuk say? Kinashani Elokim. The Pasuk is saying that Yosef thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he names Menashe. I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he caused me to stay strong. Staying strong is just that I was solid. But not necessarily Sur Meira, not necessarily Asei Tov. Ephraim is Ephraim Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed me to be productive, Asei Tov, even doing good. And Rabbi Yosef, listen to this beautiful idea. Yes, Moshe.
It sounds a little like by this that Yosef switched the names and it would be the other way around and Yaakov would actually put his hand on the altar.
So correct. If one of them had been named the exact opposite, it might have been a different thing. The name is very, very critical. The name Al Pi Chasidus even directs the person's life. That's true.
So that's
a class. You're right. There's a classic Chasidus move. That's a classic move in Chasidus that we will assess a lot about the lives of the people based on what their names represent. And it comes that the name itself of the person becomes larger than life. That the name represents the mission of the individual. We see that all the time in the names, in the changing of names as well. Rabosai, listen to this beautiful idea. And this idea is extremely, extremely esodostic in terms of looking at our own avoda. You know, I remember Talmidim coming over to me and saying, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, I could understand that you could be a Jew no matter who you are, how you dress, But they say, when I get to America, then I got to make sure that I'm really, 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 really strong. I'm really, really strong. I've got to make sure that my Yiras Shamayim is intact. And people do things sometimes and work focusing on the Yiras Shamayim. We're going to see, but that's the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is going to say, Menashe is the Ikar, because Menashe is the Ikar in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, the way you stay strong is you stay strong by having Yiras Shamayim. And for some reason, Yaakov is going to disagree with him. So let's take a look. Val Pizet, Yesh Lavin Vikuach Yaakov Yosef, Lemi Mishpat Hakdima. Based on this, we can understand what the fight is between Yaakov and Yosef, who comes first. Dehine Maram B'divrei Shmuel Mefarish Old Ma'akach Sivu L'Ilba Parashah V'yayis Os B'nei Yosef V'yomer Mi'elech. There's a sefer that says, and the Divrei Shmuel says, that the expression that Yisrael didn't understand, Yaakov didn't understand who these were, Mi'elech. So those letters are, if you scramble them, that stands for Elohim. Osios Elohim. Shashem HaKadosh Hashem Moral Midas Hayira. We all know that Elohim stands for Midas Hayira, and Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for Midas Harachamim. V'Yaakov Ro Hashem Ovdim Es Hashem Yisparech V'Ikar B'Midas Hayira. Yaakov Avinu saw that they were serving HaKadosh Baruch with Yira. Now many people think that's the only way. This is us, so we have to make gates around this, and we have to make gates around that. And that's for sure true. There have to be very, very clear boundaries. I've spoken about this a lot to the Shana Bet guys. I think we need very, very clear boundaries. What's appropriate in usage of the internet? What's not appropriate? What are appropriate places for a Ben Torah to go? What are not appropriate places to go? All those things need very, very clear demarcations. But at the end of the day, if it's only going to be based on that Yira and that Pachad, not to Rigzu Val Techato, the fear of Avera, ultimately, we're going to see Yaakov Avinu is going to say to Yosef, that's not what I want the Ikar to be. But Yosef says, Menashe, the Sur Meirah, is the Ikar. Harei b'chtei shalo yishpu v'yikashu me'ashpos mokom tamei kezeh, hutz v'chul l'avod as Hashem Yisparach b'midas ha'yira, l'hashrish b'leiv, to create that sense of Yira. V'ilu, skipping down a line, halfway through the, a little bit more than the second column in Shin Zayin. V'ilu al ya'ovdim as Hashem Yisparach b'mokom kezeh b'midas ha'ava, and it's true, Rabbo said. Those guys who are so into strumming on the guitar and singing and dancing and so on, and they don't work on practical Yira, and all they talk about is only focusing on love and Avas Yisrael and Avas Hashem and so on, for sure, that's the Ikar. But at the end of the day, if they don't take time out to think about Yira, it's not going to last. And that L'cheshbon led Yosef to raise his children in the opposite extreme, constantly fearful of this outside culture. However, Yaakov Avinu says, I have a different mahalach. He says, Menashe is not going to be the Ikar, even in Mitzrayim. We all know, yeah, I'd like to add a little bit to see what Shalom is saying here. We all know that Alpi Kabbalah Avram corresponds to Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu corresponds to Gevura, and Yaakov is a combination of the two, which is called Teferes. So Yaakov Avinu has a unique koach. His koach is the ability to be able to take Yira, Gevura corresponds to Yira, and be able to somehow not only always be obsessed with fear of Pachad Yitzchak, but be able to express it through Ava. Let's take a look. The new paragraph towards the bottom. V'yesh lefarish da'amnam Yaakov gam ken yadas tshuvas Yosef. Shem mokum kezeh mitzrayim tzarech lavod es Hashem yisprach midas ha'yir dafka. Kedei shelo li'ikasho betumas erbash ha'aretz. That of course he understood his cheshbon, that you needed Menashe to be the Iker because he represents Yira. Ella, heyos shem yidaso she Yaakov midas tferes hi Torah. But Yaakov understands something that Yosef doesn't understand. He represents the tziruf of pachad, of yira, gevura, with chesed. Ela Yosef, he does it, so Yaakov, he does it first. What is that? He teira, that's also teira. Torah represents the manifestation of Chesed along with Gevura. That's the solution, Rabbi Osai. The Yira is not going to last. If a person always is working off of Yira, he can't stand it. The human mind cannot tolerate so much tension. And it's constantly going through Yira. And if it can, it could only tolerate for Yechidei Sgula. Only some people could be living with this constant tension of Yira. The average person, you and I, the only way that we could progress in a healthy manner is through the perspective of Ava. And that's what Yaakov Avinu said. But how do you do Ava with boundaries? If you have Ava, so what happened? Which generation had the slogan of love? In the 60s, and then everything went. There were no boundaries. There were no Hagdaros. So how do you have Avas Hashem with Hagdaros? The answer is Torah. Through all components of Torah. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was telling. V'hainu, mikimat shebetorah nichlu shtei amidas, midas hiro, midas ahava, shebetorah yesh koach esh. Kumo desiva lo kol divrei koesh lom Hashem, ve'esh merameh lomedes hayira. On the one hand, Torah is like fire. And that represents yira, fear. V'chein nimshal ha-Torah l'mayim. Torah also is a nimshal to water. Shneem ha-avei kol tzom l'chum mayim, ve'ein mayim el ha-Torah. U'mayim hi midas ha-ava. And mayim represents the midah of Ava. So Rabbi Osai, what emerges from here is a very, very important yisod in our avoda. And that is, we need both. We need the bechina of Menashe kinashani elokim, which represents Sur Meira. And then there's another bechina, and that is Asei Tov. And really, Yosef has a very, very deep svara. Yosef's svara is that you need Ava, but the Iker has to be the Yira. Especially when one is going about to the challenges that are in Mitzrayim, or what we call today, what we call Chutz La'aretz. Of course, one needs the Iker to be Yira, Yosef claims. Yaakov Avinu says no. Yaakov Avinu says it's possible to live Yira without the tensions of Yira. How does a person live Yira without the tensions of Yira? You know how a person does it? A person is able to constantly live Yira without the tensions of Yira by living Torah. And then the entire expression could be one of Simcha, without the tensions of Yira, but implicit in the whole system of Torah is a tziruf of Chesed and Gevura. Chesed plus Gevura equals the midah of Tferes, which equals the midah of Torah. And that Yaakov Avinu is instilling in Yosef HaTzadik. Why did Yosef HaTzadik not internalize that? Well, Yosef HaTzadik wasn't living, ultimately, that Bechina of Tiferes. That Bechina of Tiferes was something that his father embodied. And that was the lesson that Yaakov Avinu was teaching him. You know, I want to bring out this idea. Someone said something to me, very, very beautiful. It's very simple. I happen to believe very strongly in the idea of Chochma Bagoyim. I believe in the notion that there is wisdom, it's a Gemara, that there is wisdom by the Gentiles, and I happen to be of the opinion that not only did Chazal say that just in general there's wisdom of Gentiles, but I believe that secular knowledge, even as expressed within universities today, in its ideal form, has tremendous value. I was stunned. One of my talmidim just came back from Cambridge, Shmuel Promson. So I asked him what Cambridge is like. He said, you know, it's very intense. But he said that at the end of the day, he said it's like most universities. I was like, really? My impression of Cambridge was I was reading about Newton when he was in Cambridge. So he said to me, there are clubs and so on. Even in Cambridge, there. So the point is that even in the highest echelons now of the greatest universities in the world, there still is a tremendous amount of, unfortunately, there is, not there still, it's gotten worse, there is a lot of garbage there as well. But there's no question there's Chochma Bagoyim, that there is a lot of wisdom and even beauty of the secular knowledge. And in this way, I disagree with many other fellow people who learn Torah, but that's something that I believe in. But at the same time, Rabbi Osai, just compare not only the tensions between the ideal world of the university versus practically what goes on in universities today, but just compare the experience. Let's take the top university in the world. Take the top professors and the top students. Would you ever see in a university study hall the professor take the books, the physics books, the medical books, take them and hold it in their arms and dance for hours and hours and hours together? A simple idea. Rabbi Machlis said over this idea. Simple idea, but it's so true. That's Kehem Chayinu Varech Yameinu. And that, it's the weirdest thing. We're dancing with the Torah. We're a little bit crazy. We're dancing with the Torah that says, lo this, lo that, and lo that. So what's the pshat? How could it be? It's full of yira. The answer is that Torah itself is this magical tziruf. It's this magical combination of chesed and gevura, this magical combination which brings about a tremendous amount of simcha, and you don't need to lead an overt life of yira, but somehow for that we feel and we experience ashreinu matov chokeinu.